show English elegance, display Western culture. Here is your English salon. Good afternoon, my dear friend. It's very nice to meet you again. I'm your good friend, Claire. 亲爱的老师同学们，大家好。很高兴在每周日下午16:30和大家相约英语沙龙，我是你们的好朋友严卓宇。听众朋友们，下午好。今天我们节目的话题是关于手语。相信你肯定不记得小的时候，当你还不会说话的时候，你会手舞足蹈地表达自己的感受。等到学会了语言，掌握了文字之后，你就不再用手说话了。但是对于今天的讲述者小池来说，用手说话就是他的日常工作，因为他的职业就是一名手语翻译。小池听力正常，聋人称听力正常的人们为近听人或听人。他每天都在帮助聋人朋友们解决他们在与听人打交道的各类场景中遇到的各种问题。听人通常因为很少听见聋人说话，就称呼聋人为聋哑人，实际上是一种错误的叫法，因为聋人的发音器官并没有残疾，而是因为听不到自己和他人的声音，不能模仿和辨别有声语言的学习对他们来说就变得极为困难。而手语是聋人沟通的主要语言，手语翻译是在2007年才被劳动保障部认定为第八批新型职业的。但今年32岁的小池实际上已经做了20多年的手语翻译了。今天我们就一起来听听他的故事。He is 小池, 32 years old, is now in Dalian. He is a sign language interpreter. The first language he learned was sign language, not speaking. Because his family is more special, his parents, uncle and aunt, 3 grandpa are deaf, can be regarded as a deaf family. 他是小池,今年32岁,现在在大连。他是一名手语翻译。他学会的第一种语言是手语，而不是说话。因为他的家庭比较特殊，他的父母、伯父、伯母、三爷爷都是聋人，都可以算是一个聋人家族了。By the time he was in his teens, he spent 1 month at his parents' house and his grandmother's. The other, his grandparents' house listened to everyone except for his mother. So he grew up in such a bilingual environment.
到他差不多10岁的时候，他一个月待在父母家，另一个月待在他外婆家。他外婆家除了他母亲之外都是听人，所以他相当于是在这样的双语环境中长大的。
From the time he had the impression, he knew that there were differences between his parents and others. They could not hear, and they needed to communicate in sign language.
从他有印象的时候起，他就知道他的父母和别人是有区别的，他们是听不见的，需要用手语沟通。
He remembers sleeping with them when he was 7 or 8 years old. One night he woke up. He heard something moving in the room, and he was strange. He was there by the moonlight, and he remembered that he had slept with them when he was 7 or 8 years old.
他记得他7、8岁那时候还和他们一起睡。有一天晚上他突然醒了，当时灯都是关的，他就听到房间里好像有东西在动，他就很奇怪。
Although
He was still very young. He already knew that sign language needed light sources, so he was curious and watched carefully how they talked. He found that they were touching each other's hands and each other's face. He thought the scenes were still very romantic. 虽然他还很小，但是他已经知道手语是需要光源的，所以他就很好奇，仔细看他们怎么聊天。他才发现，他们通过摸着对方的手，摸着对方的脸，来知道对方在打什么。他觉得那一幕还是很浪漫的。When he was young, he found that the expected movements and expressions contained in sign language often attract people's attention. But as a deaf child, sign language is a skill he must master. 小吃小的时候就会发现，手语包含的夸张动作和表情常常会吸引众人的目光。但他作为聋人子女，手语是一项他必须掌握的技能。When he was about 4 or 5 years old, he was already doing sign language translators because the family opened a paint factory. His grandfather, aunt, uncle, including his parents, are working in this factory. 他差不多四五岁的时候就已经开始做手语翻译了，因为家里开涂料厂的，他爷爷、姑姑、伯父、伯母，包括他的爸爸妈妈，都在这个厂子里工作。There were various colors in the paint factory, and finally, he and his mother figured out an idea. His mother took the paint card and asked him how to look at the colors, such as when the other side said he wanted 2 bouquets of pink, he pointed them out to her from the paper card.
一个涂料厂里会有各种各样的颜色，最后他和他母亲想了一个办法，他母亲拿着颜料色卡让他看着这些颜色，比如当对面说要2桶粉红色的时候，他从纸卡上给他母亲指出来。
When he grew up, in addition to helping his family, his parents' deaf friends also called him occasionally when they had trouble with communication. When 小池 went to schoolHe majored in e-commerce, and sign language translation was not a career for 小池, but a part of his life.
长大之后，小池日常除了帮助自己的家人、父母的聋人朋友，偶尔遇到沟通上的麻烦的时候，也会给他打电话。小池上学的时候学的专业是电子商务，手语翻译对于小池来说并不是一份职业，而是他生活的一部分。
Because he used more family sign language when communicating with his parents, the family gestures the accreated were not common to the deaf, so he was speaking.
因为他跟父母交流的时候用的更多是家庭式手语，他们创造的家庭手势拿到社会上跟聋人打交道的时候并不通用，所以他当时心里是打鼓的。
But his mother told him thatDriving schools for the deaf are a big thing for deaf people. Can't learn to drive or get a job like listening to people for so many years. Now, this opportunity has finally come, but they still can learn without an interpreter. He decided to have a try. He went to Disabled Persons Federation to register, and then officially transferred to the drive school instead.
但他母亲和他说，聋人驾校对聋人来说是一件大事，这个群体这么多年都没办法像听人一样学车或者通过开车获得工作，现在这个机会终于来了，但是没有翻译他们还是学不会。他就决定去试一试，他就去残联报了名，后来正式的转入驾校里面了。
After this, he put away his sense of a little achievement and began to really work hardTo see every moment for the deaf people, his sign language began to enter the process from breeze to depth.
经过这件事，他就收起了他小有成就的这种感觉。从这时候开始，他的手语开始从广度慢慢地通向深度。
Some champagne, and you know I'm the first to say that I'm not perfect, and you're the first to say you want the best thing. But now I know a perfect way to let you go. Give my last hello, hope it's worth it. Here's your perfect.
My best was just fine. How I tried to be great for you. Flawed by design, and you love to remind me no matter what I do. But you won't see me break, call you up in 3 days, oh, send you a bouquet, saying it's a mistake. Drink my troubles away, one more glass of champagne, and you know I'm the first to say that I'm not perfect, and you're the first to say you want the best thing. But now I know a perfect way to let you go. Give my last hello, hope it's worth it. I'm the first to say that I'm not perfect, and you're the first to say you want the best thing. But now I know a perfect way to let you go. Give my last hello, hope it's worth it.
Perfect。 一首好听的音乐过后，欢迎回来，这里就是汉江师范学院广播台英语沙龙栏目。小池的聋哑手语也比之前有了进步，那么他接下来会做些什么呢？让我们继续下面的节目。In this way, Xiao Chi experienced another 2 or 3 years when he was in the driving school for 4 or 5 years. One day, his father suddenly said to him, "Your sign language is great now." These 5 years of experience have bought his father's nation of him. 就这样，小池又经历了两三年。当他在驾校干到四五年的时候，有一天，他父亲突然对他说，你现在的手语真棒，这五年的经历换来了他父亲对他的认可。 Whether it is a virus or a new technology, when new things arise, it is a double potential crisis for the deaf community. They can't get timely information or respond quickly. Psycho barriers in the isolated system have long evolved into spiritual barriers. 无论是病毒还是新技术，每每有新事物产生，都是成倍的潜在危机。他们无法及时获取信息，也无法快速应变。身体上的障碍在隔绝的系统中早已经演化为精神上的隔阂。 Do you have any needs for deaf people in your ordinary life? In the current environment in China, most people are more willing to stand on one position. That is, they feel that the deaf people are a vulnerable group.They need help. 平常生活中，听人对聋人有什么需求吗？在中国现在的环境里，大部分人都愿意站在一个立场上，就是觉得聋人是一个弱势群体，他们需要帮助，他们需要从听人身上获取帮助。听这些话听得更多。
Usually, they listen to find a job. More through job fairs or the internet, people around him.They look for a job is acquaintances introduced by another deaf people to these deaf people.
平常他们一个听人去找工作，更多的是通过招聘会或者网络。但是他发现他周围大部分的聋人，他们找工作的方式是熟人介绍，由另外一个聋人作为招工人去招聘这些聋人。
There will be a lot of so-called black agents, some deaf people in a loophole. But a strange thing reappeared, because even so,
这当中会出现很多所谓的黑中介，有一些聋人就在里面钻了空子。但很奇怪的一点就是，因为就算是这样，聋人还是愿意相信聋人介绍的这种。
Therefore, the whole atmosphere becomes that, although the deaf people live in this large social environment, it is not a regional closure, but a huge communication gap with the generation.
所以整个的气氛就变成，虽然聋人群体都生活在这一个大的社会环境下，但不是地域上的隔阂，而是与外部产生的一个沟通上的巨大隔阂。好了，今天的分享介绍就到这里了。广播下的小伙伴们对于今天介绍的话题有什么好的意见或建议吗？也欢迎来我们的官方空间微信中分享参与互动。本期的英语沙龙到这里就结束啦，我们下期再见。
Today's English Salon. Of course, we hope you could be satisfied about this program and support our broadcast without stopping. The editor and broadcaster are Claire. And if you have any constructive suggestions, please contact us on 8846031. Thank you for your listening. See you next week.